Welcome to Farm to Stable, a science-based equine nutrition podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nettie Liebert. I'm a lifelong horse person and professional equine nutritionist with the goal of helping horses and their humans create balanced diets to set them up for success, no matter what age, discipline, or circumstance. Disclaimer, the information discussed here is based on current scientific research and is for educational purposes only. Every horse's individual needs vary. This is not a substitute for veterinary medicine or nutrition consultation. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Farm to Stable. I'm your host, Dr. Nettie Liebert. This week, I want to talk about something that is pretty basic to horse ownership. But recently I was discussing with a colleague of mine who is at a barn that recently changed what they were feeding to their horses. And they ended up with a number of colic cases, which is, of course, something we never want to see. But I wanted to talk about some tips for how to change a horse's diet. Now, there's nothing we can do to 100% prevent colic, right? And that is also a veterinary issue, which we're not going to get into treatment or medical issues here. But there are some things we can do to minimize the risk. Now, when we change a horse's diet, there's a risk, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. So if you recall, we talked a bit about the microbiome on this podcast, and a horse's microbiome is very dependent on what that horse eats. So the population of bacteria in the gut really is determined by the types of feedstuffs the horse consumes. So when there is a sudden change in the diet, that has a direct effect on that microbiome. Bacteria might die off, and as a result, toxins could be released. The pH of the gut can change, and all of these things can increase the risk for colic or digestive upset, diarrhea, things like that. So that is the basic reason, one basic reason why we stress that changes to the horse's diet need to be made slowly. So the next question is, well, what is slowly? What does that mean? Typically, at a minimum, I will recommend about 2 weeks to make a complete changeover. And we're going to talk about two different parts of this, right? To switch a feed and to add a feed to a diet. And we're going to start with switching a feed. And this happens for various reasons. A horse might be on one product, even if it's the same brand of product, you still want to switch things slowly. If you're switching between brands, if you're changing hay, it doesn't matter. You need to take your time. So if you're switching a feed for one reason or another, I have what's called a 25% rule. So I try to keep it pretty simple, and it goes like this. For days 1 through 5, you take 25% of your horse's concentrate intake, and you make that the new feed, and then 75% old feed. Days 6 through 10, you go 50-50. Days 11 through 15, 75% new, 25% old. And then from day 16 on, you can do 100% of the new feed. So if your horse is consuming, say, 5 pounds of concentrate A, and you're switching to concentrate B, for those first 5 days, you'll do about 1.25 pounds of the new feed, 3.75 pounds of the old feed. Days 6 through 10, about 2.5 pounds of each. Days 11 through 15, about 3.75 pounds of the new feed, 1.25 pounds of the old feed. And then from days 16 on, you can be on 5 pounds of your new feed. So these are some general guidelines. That takes you to about 2 weeks to do that changeover. Now, if at any point when you're trying to change your horse's feed, you notice loose stools, gassiness, general, any kind of digestive changes or upset that concern you, you stop and you slow down and you back off. You can't do this too slowly. You can do it too quickly. If you all of a sudden stop what the horse is used to and then the next day just do 100% of the new feed, chances are you're going to have some kind of digestive upset. So you really can't take too long, but you can do it too fast. So do keep that in mind. Depending on why you're switching a feed, I do often recommend a pound-for-pound start. So if your old feed, let's say you're feeding 5 pounds of it, I typically recommend you switch to 5 pounds of the new feed. Now, these are very general and not always the exact same recommendation, but if you're not sure where to start or, you know, not sure what the outcome is going to be, it's a pretty good place to start. So 5 pounds of the old, 5 pounds of the new. And again, that could change, but the final amount of the new feed may need to be adjusted up or down or not at all. So that's something that time will tell. And this is one of the many reasons why I always recommend that it's important to weigh your horse regularly, noting any changes in body condition, any changes in performance, any changes in the manure, really anything and everything you can possibly just keep an eye on to see if anything changes positively or negatively. When you are swapping that feed, generally there's a reason. You may not be happy with the manufacturer. The current feed may not be supporting your horse's weight, whatever the reason may be. Or maybe you moved and the feed that you were feeding is not available anymore. So there's a million different reasons why you might switch a feed. And that's fine. It's totally fine. You just have to make sure that when you do make a change, you do it carefully. Now, this is not limited to concentrate feeds. Many times we just sometimes forget about the hay. So in my neck of the woods, we rely on hay. Very few people have pasture. So when you run out of hay and you got to go get a new load, you want to take a similar approach, because even if you're buying hay from the same supplier, from the same field year after year, and you've been buying hay from the same person for years and years and years, it's not 100% the same. It just isn't. That's nature. That's soil. That's weather. All of these things can affect it. So when you are running low on your hay supply and you're getting ready to order a new batch, it is important to mix in the new batch of hay with the old batch of hay for very much the same reasons we talked about at the beginning. A hard swap of a forage source can have an even greater impact than switching just the concentrate. Because remember, if you're feeding a concentrate feed, it's typically a very small portion of the overall diet, being that horses are forage-based feeders. The majority of the diet, if not all of the diet, is coming from forage. And if you are relying on hay, or even if you're just supplementing with hay, you want to make sure that when you are changing hay or you get a new batch in, you want to mix in some of the new with the old and allow the horse's body time to adjust to the incoming forage source. And it's also another reason why, when pasture does become available, if you do have lots of lush pasture, if your horse is maybe on dry lot for the winter, you want to introduce the pasture slowly in the springtime when the pasture starts to grow and horses get turned out on that. Same thing. You might have to do a little pasture rotation in the early parts of the warmer months, but it is well worth it and your horse's gut will thank you. Now, many of you probably know this or do some of these practices, but definitely just wanted to give you a little insight as to why, if you didn't know. Changing a feed, as I mentioned, must be done slowly, but the same must be done slowly when you add something new to a horse's diet. Now, I alluded to this just a second ago when I talked about forage, like when you get a new load of hay or a new hay supply, mixing it in with your old. Now, what if you want to add something to your horse's diet? Again, you start slowly. First of all, what is the goal? So let's say, for example, you want to add 1 pound of soaked beet pulp to your horse's daily diet, but your horse has never, or you've never fed this horse beet pulp before. Where do you go? So you start by measuring out 1/4 pound of beet pulp before you soak it. So measure it dry, then you soak it. And you do that for 5 days. After 5 days, add another 1/4 pound. So now you're measuring out a dry 1/2 pound, then you're soaking it, and then you're feeding it to your horse after 5 days of that. So now you're on to day 11, add another 1/4 pound. Now you're up to 3/4 pound total. Weigh it out dry, then soak it, then feed it. And at that point, once you get to day 16, you can measure out the full 1 pound of dry beet pulp, then soak it, then feed it. So now you're at your goal. And as I've mentioned before, anytime you notice your horse maybe not eating it, or there's a change in the manure, they get a little loose, you just want to back off and go a little slower. So it's going to depend on the individual horse, of course, but usually that 2-week transition is pretty well accepted, generally speaking. But again, any changes or questions, you want to talk to your nutritionist, you want to talk to your vet. Don't hesitate to wait, especially if you're noticing any gastric upset. Your vet should be your first call. Now, I've given a couple of examples here, but when you switch or add something, remember, it's going to be relative to the horse's body weight, relative to their needs, their exercise level, all kinds of things. So what do they need? How much do you have to do? So you need to know how much your horse, your pony, or your donkey weighs. I may have said that repeatedly in this forum, and there are a number of ways to do that, whether you're starting with a weight tape or the Healthy Horse app or using measurements and plugging it into an equation, some way to have an estimate of what your horse's body weight is, even if you don't have a scale or a weighbridge. There are ways to do it. You're going to scale the addition of feed proportionally to, again, how much your horse weighs, what their exercise level is, what their needs are, what their health condition is, all of these kinds of considerations. So that's it. This is a simple topic this week. I wanted to kind of keep it straightforward and easy to follow. And these are very general examples, again, just to illustrate a point on how you might consider making a change to your horse's feed if you need to, or how to add something to the diet. Now, when I talked about adding a feed, I did use the example of beet pulp, which is, of course, a digestible fiber, but perhaps you're adding a ration balancer, or perhaps you're adding a fat supplement. The concept is the same. Just start with a proportion of it, a little bit, maybe 25% of what your total goal is to add, and do that for a few days, and then slowly add in a little more until you get where you want to be. And when you give your horse's body that time to adjust, initially, you may be thinking, well, I want to see this change right now. I want to help my horse right now. And yes, but you have to give them time to adjust. And then once you get your horse either switched over to your new feed, or with new hay added in, or you've added an addition to their diet, once you get that full goal amount added, then you need to give them 30 to 60 days to see the change you are looking for. It will not happen overnight. Now, you may notice some positive changes before that, and that is fantastic. But I don't want you to set your expectations too high and say, oh, well, I switched my horse over. I took my 2 weeks. Why aren't I seeing all the changes yet? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way with you and I either, right? If you start a new diet plan or an exercise program, you're not going to see all kinds of changes within 14 days. You may start to see some. You may start to notice you're feeling a little bit differently, but you really need to give it a little bit of time to see the full benefit of the change or the addition that you're making. So keep that in mind as well. And again, take a picture, make sure you're weighing your horse regularly every 2 weeks or the first of the month when they get shoes. When you're making a change, I do recommend that you put that weight tape on or take that weight measurement a little bit more often, just so that you can make sure that your horse is staying where they need to be. And then once you kind of got that maintenance protocol, your maintenance diet, everything is sort of where you want to be, if you want to do it a little less often, like maybe once a month or something of that nature, you totally can. But when you're making a change or an adjustment, I do recommend that you do it a little bit more often. So I hope I've given you some good tips for managing your horse's diet this week. Again, short and simple. And as always, if there's a topic you'd like to hear about, feel free to reach out to me at equinenutritionphd@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Liebert Equine Nutritional Consulting, and you can send some topic suggestions that you'd like to hear about there, answer any questions, that kind of thing. Would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this or my other podcasts, please like, share, subscribe. It really does help to support the show. Thank you so much. Happy riding. Stay warm out there if you are in the winter season, wherever you're listening. And we appreciate you listening to Farm to Stable. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Farm to Stable, a science-based equine nutrition podcast. Please share and subscribe if you found the content interesting. And if you have a topic you'd like to hear about, send it to equinenutritionphd@yahoo.com.